Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tonight, school officials in Palatine, Illinois, will vote on a settlement in a discrimination case brought by a transgender high school student who wants unfettered access to the girls' locker room. The student had been required to use a private restroom. But federal education officials ordered the school district to eliminate all barriers to full access by today or risk losing millions of dollars in federal funding. Joining us now is Dua El-Deeb, reporter for the Chicago Tribune. And Dua, it seems that very few parents in Palatine are neutral on this issue. What are they saying?
Parents definitely on both sides of the issue feel very strongly. You know, I've heard from some parents who say they don't want their girls in the same locker room as a student with male body parts. And just as passionately are the parents who have, you know, said how can the district discriminate against a child who deserves to be, you know, treated just like every other girl because that's who she is, a girl.
What about the students, especially the students who know this student?
By and large, students haven't been as vocal as their parents. But like you said, there are definitely a number of students who know this student and they like her and they feel like they want to support her through this time.
The superintendent has said that this is federal overreach, what the federal government is doing, ordering the school district to eliminate all barriers to full access by today or risk losing federal funding.
That's exactly right. And he's kind of drawn the line at locker rooms. The superintendent has been very clear that he does not believe that the district is discriminating against this student, does not believe that the district is violating the law. You know, he said transgender students in the district are allowed to use the bathroom and play on the sports teams of their self-identified gender. But he said when it comes to locker room access, you know, he had to balance the rights of transgender students with the rights of the district's other 12,000 students.
Is this being seen as a test case that could have repercussions elsewhere?
Definitely. This is really unprecedented that the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has, you know, come out and said that a district has violated Title IX when it comes to transgender locker room access. So, you know, what's going to be decided in this case will really reverberate around the country.
So what do you expect will happen at this special board meeting tonight in Palatine?
You know, that's anyone's guess. They said they're going to be considering a settlement resolution. It's unclear whether or not they're going to agree to that or whether or not, you know, they want the community to come out and hear more input from them. So it's really anyone's guess at this point.
But you are reporting that they are expecting a lot of people to turn out for this meeting.
Definitely. Parents have been rallying. One group that's against having the transgender student allowed access into the locker room, you know, used robocalls to get people to come out for the meeting. So it sounds like it's going to be a very well-attended meeting.
Dua, we've been talking about Chicago over the last few days because of what's been going on with Rahm Emanuel firing the police superintendent. Of course, Illinois has been in the news because of the budget crisis. How much are people talking about this issue at the high school in Palatine, given all the other things that are going on?
Well, you know, I think it's just another thing that's really setting Chicago apart. This is, again, going to be a case that really will set precedent. And so this is one of, you know, the top issues that people are talking about.
That's Dua El-Deeb, who is a Chicago Tribune reporter. And we'll wait to see what happens at this board meeting tonight in Palatine. Dua, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.